If you're receiving this transmission, then this operation is a success. Dr. Nick and the hot Aussie chick are in the house and ready to dissect blackjack, poker, and everything in between.
Hello, everyone, and hello, Dr. Nick.
Good afternoon, Danielle. Hot Aussie chick.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning by you, afternoon by me.
Okay, whatever. Your country doesn't count.
Really?
Yes.
I think we had an argument at one point where we were comparing military strength.
And okay.
You concluded that the Australian military would get annihilated by the U.S. military.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Trump. President Trump. Your country does count. I take that back. But I'll tell you what your country is going to be soon, and that's frozen. Let it go. Let it go. It is warming up here. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's right. We are going into the fall, and you are going into the spring.
And I made it clear. I wrote a status. It's spring. It's spring. It's spring. It's spring. I was so excited.
Yes, and I believe now you have to get your sunscreen for your dog.
I do. So everyone knows about my dog, Leo. Well, unless, of course, you've just tuned in for the first time. Leo has a white nose. Well, actually, the end of his nose is black, but, you know, the snout part. It has white fur on it, and it's really fine, and the pink skin gets sunburned. And already he's been sunburned, and we're only in 4 days into spring.
Well, we all wish Leo the best and hope he doesn't
don't
get
want
any.
Leo. Yes.
Don't want melanoma for the dog.
No, we absolutely do not. It would absolutely break my heart.
Would it? And I believe Leo is actually the only poker playing dog I've ever met.
Actually, yes. He actually does play poker. I did put pictures up. I think we did discuss this once. Yes, a long time ago, I was very bored one night, and I'm like, may as well play poker with the dog, and I flick the cards out. Now, Leo, of course, ruins the cards. He does ruin the cards because he bangs them with his thing to flick them over. He actually had, and there are witnesses, and remember, there was a video, so I took print screens of the video too, K9.
That's right, and he won with that.
Yeah. Yes, he won with K9. yes. One particular hand. Anyhow. What's happening? What's happening in the beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada?
In the beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, things have been relatively slow. This time of the year, things tend to slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. And hence, we've decided at least we should let the audience know that at least this part of the year, we are actually going to be doing bi-monthly shows. That's, you know, two shows a month or once every 2 weeks.
Or, as we say in Australia, every fortnight.
Every fortnight, yes. Because, like we said, things tend to slow down quite a bit.
And things speed up for us.
Yes, not too much going on in Las Vegas area.
In our lives, I mean. In our lives.
Yes. A couple things of note. The poker player from the World Series of Poker who got into a little bit of mischief this year was...
Oh, Mr. Pants Down?
Yes, who and not only pants down, but throwing shoes at the dealer. winning the hand, nonetheless.
I'm sorry. You know what? The whole world's full of stiffs. I've just got to say. Like, honestly, I saw that story that someone had ripped their pants down. Now, you know, if he had been jumping on the table and screaming and yelling around me, I might have been a little bit scared. But let me tell you, I have obviously got the sickest sense of humor because I was laughing. I'm like, oh my God, he's flopped them out. anyway, whatever, keep going.
Well, this man was arrested and charged with terrorism for...
Okay, you're not laughing now.
Sending out a series of tweets to various hotels and casinos that... banned him. So is in quite a bit of trouble. I believe his bail is set at $150,000, and which means he'll take about 15,000 to get him out. But we will see. Interesting side note, interestingly enough, a side note is the judge, Linda Marie Bell, who's the chief judge of the District Court for Southern Nevada, who was actually my judge, who denied the government's anti-SLAPP motion and essentially called the state a bunch of liars, ruled on that particular case. So I have an interesting side connection to this individual. So way to go, Judge Bell.
Well, honestly, I believe that Judge Bell made the right decision in your case, and she worded it very well. She said that they were untruthful, it seems, that they were untruthful. So if she's calling him a terrorist, I believe her. So that's really scary. I mean, what was he saying to to the casinos? I mean, there's one thing to take their money, but to threaten them, I mean, and in a terrorist kind of way, yeah, that's not funny anymore.
Well, terrorist threats, I personally don't think the charges will stand. He'll probably plead it out and get probation of some sort, but I don't think the felony charges will stand. It's just, you know, the guy was obviously intoxicated and pissed off that he got, you know, thrown out of the casinos and, you know, it serves him right. You know, the casinos have a right to refuse service to anybody, especially those that are being disruptive and causing injury to patrons. But in retrospect, I don't think that the charges will hold. I think he was just being a jackass, and there's no law against being a jackass. The threats have to be credible, and I don't think his threats were at all credible. But we'll see.
Let me show you this. If I got kicked out, I wouldn't suddenly be on terrorist charges.
Well, yeah. Well, again, you got to read the tweets. He said they're going to have it coming and they'll be doomed or some very vague. He didn't make very specific threats at all, but in the climate that we're in, particularly so shortly after the Las Vegas shootings, things were, you know, tensions run high, so we'll see how it goes. But again, I don't think that he'll do any jail time at all. He'll probably get probation and plead it down to a misdemeanor of some sort.
Should do jail time.
I don't think it'll happen.
I'm scared of him now.
I don't think anything is going to happen. I don't think he will be any serious jail time, maybe 2-3 months at the most, but my gut instinct is that he'll be able to
wait a second. He's already doing some jail time, isn't he?
He was arrested and he was
said bail.
Well, yeah, when you're arrested, okay, you're arraigned. Now I know this firsthand because I've been through it. You're taken to jail.
Bad boy. Whoa.
Yes.
What on earth are you doing back there, Dr. Nick? Hilarious.
I'm not doing anything. They're actually just moving some.
Oh, so stuff. Funny. I like, he's being 1 minute second.
No, they're just moving some crates on their carts out here, so it's not that big of a deal. But anyway, this is how
I thought you were beating your laptop.
No.
I thought, okay, so here he is talking about he's angry. Bang, 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 bang.
So this is what happens when you're arrested, you're handcuffed and you're read your Miranda rights, and they take you to jail. And then they book you, and it takes about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to book you. They take your fingerprints, take your picture.
Now remember, this is in the United States of America, not in Australia.
Yeah, in the United States. So they book you, they arrest you, they take your picture, and you're given you're given the charge sheet that you can look over. And after that, they put you in a cell, probably about a 15 by 8 foot cell, probably with 25, 30 other people. There's about 30 people in my holding cell, and after about 24 hours, they take you to the main jail area, and you're there for till you're arraigned, and that's when you go before the judge, and they read the charges for you. In the meantime, you are given a series of, you're given 10 phone calls. You can make 10 phone calls to people, and you're allowed to write down numbers.
It's definitely 10.
Yes, 10 phone calls.
Oh, well, we always thought it was one. Well, at least I did.
But you get a phone call. One phone call. Yes, but in any event, you're taken, and you call your lawyers and or whoever you want to get things going. And then you're arraigned before the judge, and then they hold you. They arrange bail. The judge determines what your bail is. In my case, it was like $50,000 initially, but the judge knocked it down to five.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall correctly, I may be off. I think it was knocked down to initially 10 or 12,000, 11,000, and then the lawyer got it down to five. So at that point, I knew the case was going to go away because it's nonsense. So, and then you're arraigned, and then they post bail either by a bail bondsman or a cash bond. And now for me, I had the cash on me. I had like $7,000.
Right, but you're not allowed to post your own.
Yeah,
right.
You can't post your own bond, which, you know, it's kind of silly to me. But now, interesting thing about bonds is that the bond just guarantees that you'll show up at court, and once the case is taken care of, you actually get your bail money back. So if your bond was $10,000 and you posted all cash, then at the end, when the case is dismissed or comes to its conclusion and sentence occurs, you get your money back. Now, I'm assuming this guy was a reasonably successful person, because if he's playing in a $10,000 main event, he's probably got some cash to throw around, right? So,
I don't know. I don't have cash to throw around, and I was going to play in it once.
Case in point. But the guy is probably pretty well off, and he's got the money. So he'll get a halfway decent attorney, and then they'll...
Okay, right. Let him go and blah, blah, blah. Right. He's probably out already.
Oh, I'm assuming. I'm well aware that I'm almost positive he is.
Do you want to know the most positive thing to come out of that whole jail story that you've just told?
What is that?
The most positive thing is, if there are women out there listening, most of them like Bad Boys. And you just went up a few notches.
I don't think about that. It was not an experience that I wish to repeat or prolong. But thankfully, I had very, very good attorneys. The case was ultimately dismissed. And then the state did some things they weren't supposed to, and then we're
having... Well, of course, you weren't jumping up and down on tables and pulling your pants down. You weren't being unruly.
Yes, I was doing something that is infinitely more worse, according to them. I had the ability to take their money, which they don't like.
Arrests. Talking of arrests, there were arrests in overseas for gaming again. Did you know that?
Really? More,
yes,
more
the Asian countries. Yes, they've gone absolutely crazy. The Chinese were deported from Cambodia, a whole bunch of them. 115 Chinese nationals, in fact. And I shouldn't say it, but they all look so funny. They've got a photo of them. They shoved them on buses and took them to the airport, and they've all got their hands tied up in front of them in cable ties. They've all got their heads down. They're too scared to look up. I mean, goodness knows what had happened, of course, because last show we were talking about beatings and all kinds of stuff happening to people. Wow. Anyhow, so 115 were arrested because of alleged gambling-related crimes, including kidnapping and online fraud. So I suppose it's a pretty serious thing. I shouldn't be laughing. They probably deserve to be in these little plastic hand ties and being, you know, cuffed up. Do you know what they were doing? They were luring victims. They were made aware in April of this. So they were luring victims to gaming websites in Cambodia via dating sites.
Really?
And, yes. So all those people out there looking for Asian brides, think again.
Uh-huh.
It could land you in a whole lot of hot water, especially if you love gambling as well. A number have transferred, they reckon. So do they say that in America, the word reckon?
We do now, apparently.
Okay, they reckon that large sums of money had been transferred into these accounts, and then they went and locked them and kept their money. There were more than 10,000 victims that were caught up in Yes, that were caught up in this scam. They lost around $14 million in the process of this. So I shouldn't be laughing. I mean, I am. I'm laughing at how funny they look because the Chinese don't hold back. I mean, you know, here they are, photos of them all. Everyone go and have a look. It's on asgam.com, and you'll see the photos of them, you know, all cable tied up. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, the case has come. Now, let's remember this. A few weeks ago, we were talking about Cambodia's prime minister announcing that they will stop issuing online gaming licenses. I'm sure we spoke about that at least.
Yeah, briefly, yes.
Yeah, only very short, but only very briefly. Anyhow, so speaking of Asia and China and arrests, well, not China, we are now. That happened.
Okay.
So don't get caught up in online gaming when you shouldn't be.
Or online dating.
Yes, or that either. I want to talk about my face on the Chinese banner.
Oh, yes, this was amusing. We had a very impressive laugh about this.
I don't think it's amusing or funny. Well, it is a little, I suppose. I don't know what is going on, but there was a Women's Poker Association banner, and my face was on it at the China Poker Games. Biggest picture of me ever.
Because apparently you're Chinese now.
Well, I don't know. Lupe Soto was on the banner as well, obviously, because she is the president or, you know, like she runs the Women's Poker Association. So actually she might not be president, but she, obviously she plays a big part, especially in women in poker. You know, leading them and driving them and, you know, the driving force, I suppose you'd say. There's a giant big picture of her. And then here I was, I had no idea. There's Demi, an Australian lady, and then my face, and then another lady. I look Chinese.
Well, interesting enough, you should tell the story about when that picture was actually taken, that they, without your permission, by the way, pulled off of the Facebook website.
Well, yeah, I don't really care about that. I'm not here to, like, whinge and bitch, but it's the worst picture of me ever. I'm finally a Chinese poster girl, and it's the worst picture of me ever. Like, honestly, that has got to be the biggest picture of me in the whole world. I was so excited to see it, and then I looked at the photo and went, oh, boy.
Now, how did you find out about this? Did somebody tell you, or?
Yes, I was tagged in it by our good friend, by Diane Collins, who is an Australian. You know her very well. And ironically, the photo was taken with her there. It happened to be on a Wednesday in Las Vegas at 6 o'clock in the morning, so very early, but I had not just woken up.
We were out all night, as I recall.
Right. I was squinting because I was drunk at 6 o'clock in the morning eating breakfast. So there you go. Here I am, finally a huge pinup girl. So happy with myself. And then I look at the photo and it's one of me drunk at 6 o'clock in the morning eating bloody breakfast.
And I think that was right after your breakfast actually fell on the ground, as I recall.
No, that was Diane's.
Oh, Diane's breakfast? Okay.
Yes. They dropped her pancakes everywhere. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, nah. And I took this selfie because I was just being a fool. And I shouldn't say I was drunk. I mean, you know, I was more tired than anything. Anyhow, right. I look Chinese.
And
I look
you were disappointed as well, as I recall, because that was the morning of the Queensland New South Wales Origins game, and the Queenslanders beat the New South Wales people.
They did?
Yes, the Maroons won.
Oh, well, there you go. Maybe I was drunk. In any. The point is, I look Asian. So that's it. Hot Asian chick it is. Not that I'm knocking Asians. I'm just saying I 100% look Asian. Crazy, right?
Apparently so.
Here's my little face squinting away at the China Poker Games, looking Asian between two Asian friends, lovely women, love them. I look Asian. The end. Yes. Anyone out there looking for an Asian lady, I'm your girl.
Our Asian looking gal, anyway. But
yes.
What? Okay, now that we've talked about Asia, let's move back towards the US of A. Some interesting things happening in the United States right now. In Las Vegas, a couple of things. The Hooters restaurant, which is in Las Vegas, The next to the casinos, it's actually changing its name. It's going to be called the OYO, I think. OYO Casino.
So what restaurant?
The Hooters Casino and Hotel that's on Tropicana next to the Tropicana.
So Hooters, yeah.
Yeah, the Hooters Hotel and Casino will no longer be. It's actually changing its name. And it's kind of disappointing because I know you really like the wings there.
Yes, and so do my old Brarian friends. Let me tell you that everyone that goes to America goes to Hooters. We love Hooters. We all love Hooters. And we don't mean boobies. We don't mean the owl. We mean the actual restaurant. And that is that's very distressing. Yes. Are they going to change the menu?
I'm not sure if the restaurant will remain in there at all, but it's my understanding that the name will change. They might keep the restaurant in there, but I haven't looked too deeply into that yet, but we will have to see.
Well, why would they do such a stupid thing?
Money, of course, money.
Oh, I think the name Hooters makes people go there, doesn't it? Everyone knows Hooters. That's one of the best brands in the world.
Ironically, there was another casino that had a Hooters restaurant in it. It was actually the biggest Hooters restaurant in the world, which never made sense to me because it was another casino. It was a casino, but they had the biggest restaurant of Hooters in it, which is also a casino. So you do the math on that one.
Wow. I don't know what to say. That's just crazy. I don't understand why they would do that.
I don't think the change will happen till next year, as I recall, sometime, but we will definitely see. Go ahead.
Okay, let's keep talking. No, let's keep talking Las Vegas. Like, we're just going to keep fighting this out, everyone. Just so you know, we fought out last show. We had a bit of a Barney. For anyone that doesn't know what a Barney is, there's a little bit of a snapping at the end. But
I don't know. I have the things that you say, I have no idea what they mean.
That's okay. No one else understands me either. So a Barney, I'm here to educate, though. A Barney is a little bit of a find. It's like, you know, people in the barnyard. It's like get outside. So it's a little bit of a Barney.
Like a barn burner?
I don't know what a barn burner is. Anyway, here to build bridges, here to educate. A Barney is a little fight.
Now, I remember when you were in the U.S., we were at my house, and a friend of mine was there as well, and you were asking him for an Esky, had an Esky we could borrow. And
yes, he had no idea what I was talking about.
This guy's
It's the first time I felt like I was a foreigner.
He's like an Esky. He's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
He was giving me all kinds of strange looks. He was looking at me like I was an alien, which I suppose I am in your country.
He's like, well, maybe explain it to me and I'll tell you what it is.
I said a box that, like a plastic box kind of thing that keeps the cold in. You put ice in it and you put your drinks in it.
We call those a cooler in the United States.
Right. Anyhow, I thought we had a bit of a Barney last time, just a little one, but whatever. I wanted to finish talking about something new coming out. Anyhow, whatever, keep going. Have your way, Las Vegas it is.
Let's see. Another thing that happened is the area that where the Highway 91 Country Festival, the shooting itself occurred, as an empty lot. They'll do all sorts of concerts there.
Oh, the Las Vegas shooting? Where the country music... That makes me so sad every time I see it.
Yes, and actually a good friend of ours, a friend that we both know, was actually at that thing, and he was
working... Oh, no, don't talk to me about it.
Crowd control. He had his big reflective vests on, and
he was
running for cover. In any event, that area... was owned by MGM, and actually they sold a property, and it's going to be used as a kind of a parking lot for the Raiders games, and as well as a community center. Now, it never doesn't make sense to me why they would put
a community center.
Yeah, I mean, why would you put a community center down?
That's going to be the saddest community center ever.
I know, but it doesn't make any sense why they would put it there. Originally, it was slated to be a police training facility. But they've changed that. At least that's what I had heard and read in the past. But now they've changed it now to be kind of a community center and a parking area for the Las Vegas Raiders and the UNLV Rebels football stadium. Now, a friend of mine was an architect on that stadium, and he kind of took me around there about a week ago, and there is actually absolutely no or very little parking for people to park their cars at. And the reason they did that is because they want to eliminate tailgating from the parking lots. Now, people who don't know, who are listening overseas, tailgating is where people
tailgating is.
Well, for those that don't, go into a sporting event.
We all know what tailgating is.
Well, it's very popular in the U.S., but they want to eliminate that because what they want to do is force people to go and do their partying in the casinos where they can drink and get drunk and gamble.
Yeah,
and
right.
All that content. So that's what they're doing there. So they're going to be, but I guess they're doing a little bit of parking over there. So we'll see how that goes.
We also call it "get off my ass, you bastard."
What?
Tailgating.
Oh, when you're driving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Also known as sitting up your ass.
Never heard that.
There you go. So we know what tailgating is. You don't know what sitting up asses are. Anyhow, I started laughing. I feel awful, but I just feel obliged also to tell everyone about our first ever show.
Oh, that was pretty awful. We did not air it.
No, we didn't air it. And it wasn't, well, it was awful. You know what? It was an absolutely fantastic show, but we couldn't air it. And we couldn't air it because of me. Anyone that doesn't know, I suffer terrible anxiety, terrible panic and anxiety beyond belief. One night, in fact, I was laying in my house. I believe someone was coming to kill both me and my daughter. We were hiding under the blankets, and there was nothing I could do to stop my uncontrollable laughter.
No, you were dreaming this, right? This didn't really happen.
No. That's exactly what happened. Someone was coming in my back door. And so instead of, you know, getting up and trying to kill them or something, I laid there hugging my daughter and I laughed hysterically. Anyhow, so one of our very first shows ever is going back sometime. The horrible tragedy had occurred in Las Vegas. And I don't think it's one little bit funny, but then we started talking about that friend earlier, and I just laughed before. So I feel obliged to explain why I laughed, because our friend was indeed running along, and he's the biggest man ever. It's actually one of your friends that I have been introduced to. He was running along with the hugest vest on ever, because he's a really big man. And the vest is like a great big, huge reflective thing. And here he is being shot at by the Las Vegas shooter. Don't want to give him a name. He doesn't deserve one. That's if he did do it. Anyhow, he's being shot at. And I just thought, wow, like he's the hugest moving target. And I was really nervous. I didn't find anything funny about that whatsoever. And I thought, oh, my God, like imagine him trying to run. You know, he's running for his life. He must have been terrified. And I was talking about it and I started laughing hysterically on air. Hysterically, like I've never laughed before. Now, remember, this isn't because I thought it was funny. And you're talking about people, you know, being run down by other people and how awful it was and all of these injuries. And I'm laughing and laughing and laughing. You apologized for me. You did say, I'm sorry, everyone. It's because, you know, she's laughing at me because when I had to say, no, I'm not. I'm laughing because I'm nervous. Regardless, we would have actually been, you know, shot ourselves. Honestly, it was that bad. So we couldn't air the show and I felt obliged to tell everyone.
Right. So again, that's what's going on there. What else is happening in the Las Vegas area?
I don't really care.
Well, upcoming is the World Gaming Expo.
Yes.
Which I again will not be attending this year, at least not under my real name.
Suckers.
Yes, I could probably do that if I want to do a fake name, but we'll see how that goes. But in any event,
I want to go to that. When is that on?
October something or other. But whatever. But the funny thing is, though, they keep on sending me invites to do everything and to go to the educational seminars and everything, but but again, they will not, when I respond, they make it quite clear that I am not welcome there, probably because I am filing litigation against them, but more to the point is I ask very, very tough questions and they don't have the answers for me. Now, they want people to be cheerleaders for that industry, and when I see things that are going wrong specifically, I question them on it and they give me some baloney answer, and then I call them on it and they don't know what to say and they don't like that. So way to go, G2E, for freedom of the press. You guys don't like the tough questions. I'm out there asking the tough questions, and the gaming industry continues to fluff, to go down the tube, or as I call CTD, circling the drain. The gaming revenues continue to fall, and it's just completely orthogonal to what it once was. So,
in reality, you would be one of the best gaming advisors in the world to tell them what to do. You ask questions because you already know what the answers are, in my opinion.
Yes.
I've heard some of your questions, and I think that they are questions that really need to have thought put into them and answers given for the good of casinos and gaming, the end. So there you go.
Yeah, this is an industry that...
And I'm not sticking up for him, because I wouldn't stick up for anyone that did the wrong thing. We all know that. Look at me with pants down, boy, earlier.
Yes.
I wanted him to jail.
The casinos have... They continue to make very, very huge...
Stupid decisions.
Yes, and...
Hooters! Why get rid of Hooters?
I think the question that broke the camel's back on this is, this was like 2 or 3 years ago, I think I said, and this actually happened. I was in the audience and they were talking about value and customer satisfaction. And I said something to the point of, well, it seems to me that you are really going for, you know, customer satisfaction, value on dollar and things like that. And there were all the panels, the executives from MGM, and say, oh yes, we want to give the casinos value, the players value for their dollar, and want them to come back. And I said to myself, then why
to yourself or to them?
To them, out loud. I said, then right. why do decisions that you're making continually contradict that statement? I said, well, and they're like, well, what do you mean? I said, well, all of your games are very high variance games, which means that, they say like they're paying out 99% on some of their machines, but that's over the life of the machine, and they're basically giving one big jackpot to one person over the course of the machine, and everybody else gets taken. So I said, wouldn't it make more sense to spread that the $10 million jackpot over 20,000 people with, I don't know, $500?
Can they each? Control the machines, though?
Oh, yeah, they can control the variance. They can control the payouts.
Right,
and
right,
do that.
Right.
They can do that. And I said it would make more sense to do that because what happens when a person... They didn't have an answer. And I said, well, what happens
when
a person...
What did they say?
They didn't say anything. They just got very quiet.
They just ignored you and went to the next person.
Pretty much. Well, they actually ended the question and answer session after my questions usually. And another one with, one person came back and says, "Oh, we look at the whole value as entertainment. They're paying for entertainment." To which I responded, "Really? So apparently paying $18 for parking is now entertainment." And everybody laughed and they know I was right, and they
incorrect.
It's
incorrect. It's entertainment, of course. What you're saying right. It was sarcasm, obviously.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. And then another time they were telling us about gaming revenue, and I said something to the effect of, "Well, He's like, well, he's, I questioned him again on you know, the 6-to-5 blackjack, which is not real blackjack, and just the way things are worked. And he says, well, actually, our gaming revenue is up this year. And I said, no, it's not. I said, your total revenue is up this year. And the only reason your total revenue is up is because all your casino executives slashed their pay. You're charging $18 a day for parking, and you're reducing your comps. And to be perfectly honest with you, the industry as a whole lost $7 billion the previous year. You have no place to go but up. And again, they get real, real quiet, and they have no answers. So they're just used to people agreeing with them and not actually questioning them on the facts. And
well, it sounds to me like they should employ you, not ignore you.
Well,
you're making valid points to me.
Of course. I do consulting work on the side all the time.
And do you know there are casinos around the world that have employed your services?
Yes. Aaliyah Consulting Group is what is my consulting firm.
Right.
And we have some of the best and brightest players and executives, casino lawyers who are in the industry. And I recently wrote an article. I talked to a friend of mine who goes to the blackjack ball every year about some horse racing. His name is Barry Meadows. He's got a new horse racing book out. Very, very good stuff. But we were talking. I'm not sure. I don't think it's out yet. I think it's coming out shortly.
Oh, okay, right.
But we will have him on when the horse.
Will?
He's written a couple books. One of my favorite ones was called Blackjack Autumn. It's about his travels around Nevada and playing on the West Coast, and the stuff that he encountered and so forth. But it's good. Check it out. It's called Blackjack Autumn, and he actually we were talking, and he says one of the articles that I wrote. This is before I was pretty much blackballed from the industry because right now I can't get any writing gigs because.
Right. If anyone out there is looking for an excellent writer, this is your man. Well, everyone has gotten rid of him, so to speak.
Right.
So,
right. Yes. Well, I've been blackballed.
Looking for writing jobs. Me too, by the way. Choose me second. Anyway,
well,
continue.
I wrote an article called Why. Because casinos should not be afraid of advantage play, or casinos should be afraid of advantage plays, but not because of the way you think. Now, there are groups and companies out there that have made a tremendous amount of money placating on the myths, the over-exaggerated myths of efficiency of advantage players, people who can beat the games on a regular basis. And they charge exorbitant fees for their services we can catch them. Don't worry. We'll tell you what to do not to, so you don't get hurt by advantage.
Right. So these people are ripping them off, in other words.
Well, I don't know if they're ripping them off. They're giving
them obviously
service.
They are.
They're playing on their fears of being basically taken for by the casinos. And it took to a whole new level when the movie 21 came out. With Kevin Spacey and Lawrence Fishburne, and that stuff was greatly exaggerated. How things went down. The original teams only made about $150,000 over 18 months, which may sound like a lot, but half of that goes to the 10 investors, so they got, you know, $7,500.
Let's stick to the point here.
Yeah. So
this
again,
is kind of dragging on.
But the point is this. They're placating on the fears that a player can walk into a casino and just take money at will, which is the furthest thing from the truth. They have to put in a series of long hours training and then a series of long hours playing. Anything below 10,000 events is just ridiculously low. I mean, you're not going to get... You have to put in 10,000 hands of blackjack just to see if you're within range, just to see if your stuff is working. And just so people know, 10,000 hands of blackjack is about 167 hours, and divide by, I don't know, 4 hours a day. You need to play for 40 days, 42 days in a row.
I feel so awful. I'm sitting here. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but I keep trying not to laugh. But I'm just going to tell you what I'm thinking. I'm like, what were we talking about again?
we're talking about casinos over-exaggerating the role of an advantage player.
Where did that come from?
Let me connect the dots. That comes from
the G2E
being blackballed and because of
yes, right. Okay, gotcha. So, keep
full
going.
Full circle. So that's where we came from. So he
I
really
feel awful
that.
Now. Well, again.
Stay on board. But again, it's almost to the point of where casinos thrive on that. Now, I know some consultants that they're basically what happens is a consultant comes in and changes things, and then a couple years later, a consultant comes in and changes everything back. Now, then they just keep on going around in a circle of that. And the casino industry is probably one of the most poorly managed industries of the economy. It's just these people have no idea what there's. I remember one time I asked a guy, a casino executive at a well-known company, very well-known, I asked him, would you rather have a 10% drop on $100,000, or would you rather have a 5% hold or 5% drop on $500,000? And he said 10% on the $100,000. Just so people know, 10% on $100,000 is how much? $10,000. 5% on a $500,000 drop is $250,000 or is $25,000. So these guys can't even do basic math and think long-term objectives. So, and they cannot win. And in the meantime, these casinos are running in bankruptcy.
Isn't this degrading all of the employees? What if there's some out there that can?
Well, I'll tell you what. Casino executives.
I mean, you're saying some pretty awful things. You're making it sound like these multi-billion-dollar companies just are running themselves because every person that works there is a twat.
Well, to be honest with you, these companies aren't multi-billion dollar companies anymore. They're actually negative. A lot of them are running at losses. A lot of them, if they liquidated, would not be able to cover their balance sheets, which means they have negative equity, which means if they sold every asset that they have.
Yeah, yeah, we know what that means.
They would still be negative. They would be in hock. So.
Okay, they should be answering your questions at the G2E and thinking about them in their own heads and coming up with valid solutions and, or even saying, okay, we actually never thought of that.
Let me tell you this. At the Venetian and another casino at the Tropicana, the roulette games have triple zeros. So the 5.26% advantage is not enough. On those games, the casino is running over a 7.5% advantage.
But we don't pay any attention to that. Regular people just go and bet on roulette. And how many people are not regular people compared to who are regular?
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you walk into a casino and you're getting hammered, right? So, I mean, did this happen to you on a slot game? Right? I mean, you sit there.
Oh, yeah,
You put in $20 and you were done in 5 minutes.
No, I was done in 2 minutes, actually.
Right.
I've got the video to prove it. And I'm like, hello, everyone, playing Game of Thrones machine. I'm so weak. What the hell?
And that's because people are attracted to the theme of a game. The functionality is essentially the same. But the theme of the game is what attracts them. And then, I mean, but they have a very bad experience. You go there and you sit there. Let me ask you this. You've played at the Game of Thrones games. I think that was at the Flamingo you were at. Have you ever put any money in a Game of Thrones machine after that?
I have never put any money in any Vegas slot machine after that.
Because the experiences was bad, right?
But I put them in Australian ones.
Right. But your experience, you had a negative
experience. It was horrible. I say the Australian one. Every week I put in $5 or $10 when I go and eat lunch with my sister. And I sit there and I push the button for ages. Maybe I pushed the button wrong. I don't know. But yes, I had a negative experience and I'll never use their slot machines again.
Here's a hint for people that are playing the slot machines. When you're playing the slot machines in Las Vegas or any casino in the country, do not play the casinos with themes on them. That means no Wizard of Oz, no Wheel of Fortune, no Seinfeld, no Game of Thrones, no Willy Wonka.
It's all about entertainment.
Right, it is all about entertainment, but they don't tell you about entertainment. And that
I
want to
be
case,
shaken around and the dragons flying, and that's what I wanted to happen. And if I had a whole bunch of money, which I don't, But, you know, like if I had a whole bunch of money, like a multi-billionaire kind of bunch of money, I would play that damn machine until I got those damn dragons or whatever the feature is.
Don't do it because on top of the casino hold, they have to pay a licensing fee to the people who have trademarked the Game of Thrones or the Willy Wonka or the Seinfeld. They owe them money on top of what they hold, so it's going to hold more money in general. So you're better off with the sevens or the cherries or whatever. This is the play.
I see. The boring ones that aren't any fun.
Well, they're not boring. They're not boring. It's just
they are.
No, there
you're
are some.
You're wrong. They're very boring. Not all of us think like you. We wanna play with the fluffy unicorns.
That's you and your is that called? Despicable Me.
Correct.
You've been watching. Yes.
Look how fluffy it is.
It's so fluffy.
Okay, I'm really sick of talking about Las Vegas. I know that sounds, you know, pretty rude, but I really am. Las Vegas and their casinos, I'm sick of it. Week after week, however, I am not sick of, and I promise I'll keep stopping it, but I never do, telling everyone to stop playing on casinos online that they should not play on. This is the reason why things keep happening. Now, right now, half of you out there should probably go and change all of your credit card details because there's been a major breach. Thailand warns that 3.3 million residents have had an online gambling data breach, or 41 million people across the world. Personal details of them were leaked. 41 million.
That's definitely more than 40 million.
Now, they've only managed to contact 3.3 million of them. They've urged online gamblers to change their banking passwords. Residents were warned against trusting unknown phone calls, emails, scams, social media. Online gambling is very popular in Thailand, despite not being legal, let alone the rest of the world. So here you are playing on, I don't know, I'm not going to mention the name of any online poker room, but for all you know, its servers are held in Thailand. So you better go and check all of your banks. Make sure that everyone's going okay. Online gamblers in Thailand have been informed of the potential breach of their personal data. Nowhere else, though.
Right.
So, you know, the personal data of 41 million people across the world.
That's a lot.
3.3 million of them resided in Thailand. So what about the rest of them? Data leaked from the database includes names, their government identification numbers, banking details, phone numbers, dates of birth. Still want to play where you shouldn't be playing, do you?
Okay.
Anyway, response to the breach. The Thai residents are being, you know, told to be more careful. And here I am telling everyone again in the rest of the world. Anyhow, whatever. There you go. Massive breach. Everyone's sitting there thinking, oh, I'm fine. But are you? Where's your data held? Where's your banking information held? Where's your data held? Where is your online service provider? Where do they have their servers? Where's all your information? Do you really know? This is why the government has, this is one of the reasons the Australian government will not legalize online gaming unless everything is onshore. So keep playing on your offshore providers. Have all of your money stolen. Enjoy your life. The end. That was a bit negative, wasn't it?
Just a tiny bit. But we're actually, it's about time we should wrap up. But as we always do, we are coming up on the alien or the invasion of Area 51.
What's happening with Area 51? Actually, it's going ahead because I looked the other day.
Well, nothing really I've seen, but what I've...
They're asking for numbers. They're asking for people to absolutely 100% confirm.
Right. But what I do know is that adjacent counties have put in place emergency plans.
So roadblocks?
Emergency plans, you know, I guess people who are going to, additional cell towers, cooling stations, water, people, places for people to sleep, et cetera, because when you overrun a town like that, they're expecting tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people. For a town that normally only has about 75 people, things are going to get a little bit out of control.
Right. But, well, just so you know, they've made a backup page now.
But.
On Facebook.
But in Las Vegas, they're actually having a pre-Area 51 kind of a invade Area 51 local bash. And there's they're also having a music festival in that same area. So two additional things that are going to happen for the people attending the Area 51 invasion storming plot. We don't know.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if it's just a scam to get a huge music festival going just like Woodstock. It says that there's 3.2 million people going now or interested.
Well, it's going to be a lot. I don't know if they'll get that many, but...
Festival at Area 51, ? We're planning something. That's what they're saying. Anyhow, they are also saying that they want numbers confirmed. That's what they're asking on the Facebook page. I'm just looking now. And they've made a backup page in case the government tries to shut them down. So we are... Well, actually, we're 17 days away because you're a day behind me.
Yes. Yes, we are.
I should mention days, but there you go. You can work out the day. Well, he's just told you. The 3rd. We have filmed this on the 3rd. We are getting closer. I'm so excited. I want to see what happens. They can't shoot all of us. Yes, they can.
I wouldn't tempt fate. But anyway... Until, let's see, what's today? Until around the 17th, I suppose. We will see everybody then. Until then, aces and faces, everybody.
Wait.
What?
Can we do 2 shows that week? I want to do a live Area 51 one. Ooh. I want to, you know, talk on that day and tell everyone what's happening.
I don't think we can because, A, there's not going to be any bandwidth there because it's going to be all sucked up by all the other people.
That's true. We have Dr. Nick and the hot Aussie chick, Facebook. We could go live on there.
Possible. Page. We'll see. We will definitely see.
Tell them next show in 2 weeks. 1 fortnight away.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Bye.